often the little things we do that make the biggest difference. I stopped once at a roundabout in Byron Bay to pick up a hitchhiker, and that simple act would change my life forever. Earlier in the day, something else happened that would also have life-changing consequences. I purchased a property in Byron Bay. My spur-of-the-moment decision was done in the manic phase of my bipolar condition. 2 years before, in 1995, the collapse of my long marriage had triggered a psychotic meltdown. This was followed by a suicide attempt and long periods in clinics. So eventually, I escaped to Queensland. On the day of the roundabout incident, I rose as the sun peaked over the horizon. I was feeling agitated. I understood this day would be more dramatic than usual. My year in exile was over. It was time to move on. Life felt large. Manic highs leave you no time for quiet contemplation. You feel indomitable. You feel unstoppable. There's something wildly intoxicating about skimming the high peaks of mania. It's as if the universe is with you all the way, as if you're up there on Mount Olympus partying with the gods. Marianne Faithfull sang about it, the urge to fly through Paris with the warm wind in her hair. And then in one suicidal leap from a tall building, her wishes fulfilled. It's no wonder the rise to Olympian heights is exhilarating and precarious. The fall to earth can be profound. My depression had switched gears overnight and the mind-revving mechanisms had kicked in. It was sending me soaring up through the universe. No way could I stay still or stay put. With no idea where I was going or why, knowing only that I had to obey this imperative, I jammed everything important to me into the boot of the Golf and tossed a coin. Heads, I go north. Tails, I go south. I flicked the coin high and watched it spin. I let the token sit where it fell at my feet, fired up the Golf, and without so much as a glance in the rearview mirror, I left a troubled year behind me. I was on the move. At the corner, I made a left onto the Gold Coast Highway and hit the pedal. It felt liberating to be freewheeling down life's highway. A couple of hours later, on a sudden impulse, I turned in off the Pacific Highway and headed into Byron Bay. For a coffee, nothing more. Later in the morning, enthralled to yet another capricious impulse, I blew my life savings on a dilapidated beach shack, didn't I? Beautiful, ugly little beach shack, and it was nestled in the dunes on a magnificently wild Byron surf beach. And later that day, still manic, I pulled over and picked up a handsome stranger at the roundabout. My gypsy lover and I would eventually carve our beautiful Xanadu out of that ugly little shack, and for many, many years we would live our dream. They say a person's fate can turn on a dime. Well, I reckon I proved it.